The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
On the line now is Council Candidate for Brownville Ward, Stretch Contell. Good morning.
Good morning, Mitchell.
Thanks for being on the program. Why are you deciding to run again after many years in council and then a break?
Yeah, well, I went overseas for 5 years for work. It was the only reason that I stepped off council. I've always been very passionate local council representative and have really missed it since coming back. I believe that I can add significant, unique experience both from local government but also business, and the fact now that I've lived and worked overseas in the UK and Europe for 5 years, I believe there's a lot of learning that I could bring back onto the council, particularly at this time of economic crisis. I think the council is going to need leadership from people who have had experience in dealing with crisis and are dealing with business development.
And you, of course, left in 2015 and there was a by-election. You plan to serve the full term if elected this time around?
I always have planned. The circumstances, you know, got in the way last time in relation to the job that I had was overseas, so I had no option but to move over there. It was fantastic, you know, 5 years. I worked very closely with the government of Guernsey while I was there. I was living in Guernsey, which is a Channel Island off the coast of the UK, between UK and France. And I was a government advisor in relation to a red tape review work group. And also I was on a working group to establish an international university. So my contacts with Deakin proved very helpful, and I was able to facilitate an expression of interest between Deakin University and the government of Guernsey in relation to a partnership to establish an international university. So, you know, I think that type of experience is extremely useful, I think, for both for the council but also for sort of greater Geelong, to be able to tap into international opportunities at this time. I think it is an added benefit that I can bring to the table.
We know that the last council was sacked after you left by the state government. Looking from the outside, do you think this council now is running better than the one that was sacked by the government?
What I can say about this council is that it seems to have stuck together for the full term. There hasn't been the public outbreak of bickering that tends to happen in most councils. After a term, people tend to polarise and personalities come to the fore. So whatever may be going on behind the closed doors, at least from an outward appearance, they seem to have been able to maintain a united front as far as the public interface is concerned. So to that extent, I think that's been a good outcome for the community.
What are the big issues? You mentioned, obviously, the financial recovery from COVID-19, but what do you think are going to be the big issues that will affect the next term of council, and what are people in Brownville Ward, the constituents, saying to you?
Look, the big issue that the council is going to face into, and it's got a big role to play, is jobs. We know where we are currently in the economic cycle. What it's going to look like after people start coming off JobKeeper and JobFinder, no one knows, but we know it's not going to be pretty. Local government has got a massive role to play here. We've got many, many infrastructure projects that are shovel ready, and council is going to need to play a leadership role in providing capital works and job creating opportunities for the greater community. It's all about being positive and driving forward in a climate where we know economically it's going to be very, very hard. We're going to have to work and advocate very strongly to state and federal government for assistance. Geelong, in some respects, is better placed at this stage of this crisis than it was, let's say, 20 years ago when the Pyramid Building Society crisis hit and the Geelong economy was shrinking because of the closure of industries and such as Ford, Harvester, Pilkington, etc., were starting to restructure. So Geelong then was very reliant on manufacturing and heavy industry, whereas now there's a lot more service industry. There's the health sector that's growing with Epworth Private Hospital and significant expenditure with Bowen Health. There's education. Deakin University will need to continue to play a huge role, and it is doing fantastic work already. And then the captive insurance, TAC, WorkSafe, NDIA, all provide a bit of a buffer. But nonetheless, that's going to be will be the big discussion point, how we as a council, if I was to be elected, can do more for the local community. As far as what's affecting people day-to-day, people in Brownville are concerned by this large size of the ward. It extends from Bellpost Hill all the way through to Coppards Road, St Albans, Whittington, Newcombe area. It basically takes in what were previously four wards, Cowie, Kildare, Austin, and Brownville, as it was then. So you've got three councillors looking after a massive area of communities that have different neighbourhoods of interest. I've been moving through the various communities, and there's definitely a challenge as far as the so-called forgotten suburbs are concerned. You know, out at Whittington, St Albans, Newcombe, Bellpost Hill, Bell Park, at the fringe, we've heard a lot of promotion of the CBD under this current council and the revitalisation and revamping of CBD. That's fine. But also, you know, if I was to be elected, I would be putting a significant focus of my energy into identifying what the outer suburbs or the forgotten suburbs, as I tend to maybe describe them at the moment, need. So, I am very passionate about community infrastructure. I've got a history of being able to work very closely with associations and groups, and that's what I intend, you know, to do if I was elected.
People see two Contels are running for Brownville Ward. Are you working together? Are you running on a ticket, or are you all running your own campaigns?
Well, you may know, you may not know where my previous employment was for the last 12 months, and that was with Specsavers.
Yes.
We had a very well-used adage, 2-for-1 low price. And I would say that here, Eddie and I are different people, but at the same time, you know, brothers work very closely together. We're both running separate campaigns, naturally, because we're looking to get elected, you know, one and two, naturally two out of the three positions. But to that extent, you know, we are also close and just sharing you know, experiences and issues as we identify them. So we've always had a close working relationship. You may remember Eddie and I were on the council from 2010 to 2015 together, and our wards of Cowie and Kildare bumped into each other. So we worked on many projects of mutual interest to our respective wards. So this is really more of the same. The challenge is to make sure that people understand that we are vying for two out of three positions. So we're running alongside each other, is the way I describe it, not opposing each other.
Will it be awkward at Christmas lunch if one of you gets elected but the other one doesn't?
My preference would be that we both get elected. Obviously, that makes for a happier Christmas. But look, it's family at the end of the day, and if one of us doesn't get up, we'll still be supportive of the other, as has been in the case, you know, in the past, where I was on council and Eddie was supporting me, and then when Eddie looked to get on council, I looked to support him. So it's family. We've always had a very close family, and you know, there's more to, there's, you know, council is just one aspect of life, there are far more important aspects of life, namely family, at the end of the day, is number one.
So to finish off with a few questions that we ask of every single candidate, number one, your politics. I mean, you've run previously for federal and state parliament for the Liberal Party. So Liberal, is that how you describe yourself?
Yes, I'm a member of the Liberal Party, but the Liberal Party's not endorsing candidates. But people have known my background in this regard throughout my time on council. I've never run on the Liberal Party ticket, but you know, I'm very much what's best for the community as far when it comes to local government and in relation to all my dealings. So people, I think, know how I operate as far as local government is concerned. Very much, very robust and without fear or favour, representative of the community.
And do you live within the ward that you're running for?
I've always lived in what's described now as Brownville. I was born and bred in Bell Park, Bellpost Hill. Did all my my schooling at Holy Family and North Geelong High in Separation Street. And then when we married, my wife and I, Paula, we moved to Bellpost Hill as well with our family, and then Manifold Heights and now Newtown. So always have lived in Brownville other than for the last 5 years where I was overseas.
And finally, we get candidates to do an elevator pitch of about 30 seconds. Just talk directly to the voters listening or looking on our website. Why should people vote for you when those ballot packs come out next month?
Look, I think as a lawyer, as a university professor, as an accountant, I bring a unique set of experience, having been on council for 17 years prior to 2015 and served a term as mayor. I can bring a unique set of skills and knowledge to the workings of council, particularly since returning from overseas and the international experience I've had from helping to run a business that had a turnover of £3 pounds sterling. So I think they're skill sets that would be much in need in this economic cycle that we find ourselves in.
Well, thank you very much for being on the program. There's a lot more we could have discussed, but we're unfortunately out of time. But hopefully we'll see you for our Brownville Candidates Forum, which is happening early next month.
Yes. One thing I can share with you, Mitchell, is that I'm deploying with the ADF this week to help with the COVID assist into Melbourne. So with the forum, it'll all be subject to, you know, what duties I'm on that day. And it will be via distance because I'll be away for a number of weeks as from Thursday.
Oh, well, good luck with that. Thank you for being on the program. Good luck with your campaign.
Righto. Thank you, Mitchell.
Thank you. Stretch Contell joining us there this morning, who is running. The Brownville Ward was a councillor for many, many years and has run in many different elections, so a very seasoned campaigner.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.